Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, keeping his seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. And today we're talking to Brad Wanch. Let's do it. Brad was my teammate on the video game week, and I didn't get too much of an opportunity to work with him because he was booted off that week, unfortunately. But he is an awesome dude with a really awesome story. Today, we talk a little bit about his unique family life, as well as some of the lessons learned from this competition about how you take podcasting more seriously. Here's my conversation with Brad. Hello, Bradley.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Do you get called Bradley a lot, or is that just Gidget who calls you Bradley?
You know what? I found that most of the women in my life, I'm not calling Gidget a woman in my life. They like to say Bradley, and the guys really like to say Brad a lot of the times. Not that I, again, you know, you just used Bradley, so I'm not...
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to be a woman in your life. I'm sorry.
So I kind of try to use Brad a lot more now. It's good and easy for like interviews and stuff. And when I hear Bradley, it's very like somebody, like a woman in my life. I don't know why.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep it to Brad just to keep it simple. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah. It's great to talk to you, man.
The last time that we, I guess, spoke, well, we spoke on the reunion show. I had you on the Dad Chronicle, and that was a really great conversation.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
And so what have you been up to since this competition's been over?
You know what? Relaxing, kicking my feet back a little bit, not stressing out each week, you know. Yeah. a little bit of getting back to what would be a normal life, I think. Because you don't realize in the competition, it's busy. Like, I mean, because it's during your weekday, and I would work a regular 9-to-5 kind of job. And then... and for me, I was an accountant, so doing tax work too. And so it was like a little bit more than 9-to-5. And then trying to squeeze this in those parts and squeeze like family stuff in. So it's kind of been a little while now, and it's nice, like, okay, breathing a little bit, you know, doing some new projects and stuff like that. And it's real fun.
And we'll definitely get into your family dynamic here in just a little bit, because that's a very interesting conversation. But, how did you go about juggling the family situation with this really time-consuming project?
Well, at first when I came in, I said to my family, I was like, hey, you know what? I signed up to do this. It's going to be a priority point, you know, like it's going to be a thing that I'm going to put time to. And, you know, we're going to sacrifice here and there where we can to make this happen, you know, to give this all that I can. And I think that helped a lot, because you kind of knew going in, like, hey, this is my schedule. This is what I'm recording. And we just try to fit it in where we could. And I also snuck in a few times at work, you know.
Yeah.
So like, I'm going to do some more editing here, or something like that on a Thursday or something, or Friday before we turn it in. So, so we just worked around as much as possible with that. But I think being clear up front with everybody that I had a schedule with, like, hey, this is going to take some priority here. So,
and everybody was super supportive of it.
Oh yeah. Cause you know, hey, I'm going on a reality show. I'm at, if it's not American Idol, but it's cool. Like, this is a story of, I don't know, a life. I'm going to look back and go, hey, I was on a reality series. That's kind of cool. You know?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. I was in a similar boat where, I signed up actually with the support of my wife even. And it was like, hey, but you know, like thinking ahead, like this is going to be a time suck. Mm-hmm. And it's super awesome to have people in your life that are like, yeah, you know what, but this is important to you. Like, get it done. That's so helpful.
Yeah. And I had a goal of what I wanted to get out of it too. And I got that. And it was like, I wanted to get re-energized with podcasting. I wanted to learn a lot and get to work with people that actually do this a lot more. Cause I just played around with, I mean, the editing stuff, like I haven't been really doing a lot of that. I was somewhat familiar, but very kind of like fringy, barely touched it a lot. I knew enough to get myself in trouble. And then by the end of this, I feel very comfortable putting something together, editing something down, you know, doing a whole bunch of different things that I did not necessarily have a skill set I felt like before. So that was really awesome. And then just getting to meet the people and you know, the community a little bit. And that was really cool. That was also another thing I wanted to, like, hey, there's some awesome people out here, kind of get into a new crowd. And I felt like I got that too.
Were you a big part of the Frog Pants community before? Had you listened to a lot of the shows?
Yeah, I've been a TMS fan for a long time. Yeah, a very long time. I think
so. What was it like to work with those guys?
Oh, I know. It was, you know what? I was nervous, man. When I came into this, I think in those first few episodes, I think I was having some mic issues, but then also I was just nervous to be recording with them because I'd been listening to them for so long, and my voice would get really scratchy, and I would just, you know, I think I did a lot of clear my throat like that a lot, and it's just like nerves, I think, it's just tightening up my vocal cords, and I was nervous, and but it was cool. I mean, those guys are real chill. You know, obviously when you get to work with them a little bit, that stuff started to settle down. It's like, hey, these are just guys, you know, these are dudes too, or, you know, and Nicole too. And it was just dudes. But you're just really, really chill. And so, I thought it was a really great experience.
And they've commonly referred to you as the most contagious laugh in the entire show.
Thanks, Scott. I actually get a little self-conscious about my laugh. Like, I'm listening to it afterwards. I'm laughing. Is that my good laugh?
No, it's great. I love your laugh. It's just so, like, you hear it. You're like, you can't help but feel like you're in a good mood. I am
in a good mood most of the time, for sure.
Yeah, good. Well, you deserve it because you have a lot going on in your life. And let's transition a little bit into what life is like. And we talked about this on the Dad Chronicle a little bit, so shameless plug for me. But I wanted to revisit it for anybody who doesn't listen to that show to learn a little bit about what your home life is like. Do you want to walk us through that dynamic?
Sure. This happened, and this is kind of crazy. Around the time that I got into this series, a lot of these changes were taking place in my life. And so this stuff, what we hadn't necessarily settled down into our life in a small home. And so we actually we sold our house, and we wanted to kind of just minimalize and downgrade in our life. We actually had a plan to do RVing and traveling kind of thing as a family of four. And then due to some circumstances, that kind of fell through. And then we moved into it's like under 700 square feet. It's a little over 600 square feet home. Together as a family of four. It's one bedroom, one bath. So we're like a really small area. And so, like, something like podcasting, I mean, it's in the area of the house, you know, like I'm trying to do that with kids in the background, or, you know, or trying to get them in the room or shut it away. So it's been a challenge, and but it's been interesting. We actually really love it a lot. Like, I feel like I have everything I need, little tiny home, and we got about an acre of land. So that's really good for the kids. They're able to go out there and play and have fun. And so it's great.
And are the kids just sitting right back there, like, listening to Dad podcast right now?
They did. Sometimes they're in bed now. In bed just means that they're in their bed, probably playing Legos or doing something in their bed. But because my son doesn't fall asleep till midnight, I swear, every single night.
Wow.
It's crazy. Oof. Dude, he gets the craziest ideas going on at night. He has to build it. So he's a big Lego guy, or kid, or not guy. But he loves it. But they've got the room, and then we actually live in the living room space, and we have like a pull out trundle bed, I think is what it's called, or maybe I'm saying that wrong. But it's a really nice king size thing, but it goes back into a couch. And so we're able to kind of flop our living room around from a bedroom to a room. And it's really crazy.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a new surprise.
Yeah.
On the way. Well, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. So again, around all the same time, we had made a decision. Like, we were sitting at two kids. We're like, hey, man, let's go and try to, let's do one more. There's one more in this. We can do this. So we decided to try for a baby, and we were lucky, and we found out we were pregnant, and we went in for our first, like, checkup, and they looked in there and said, hey, guess what? you're going to be having twins. So we got to buy one, get one free, I guess.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
I know it is amazing. But then also it's like, it throws that whole tiny home into a whole new, like, you know, like, okay, this is all good. And we were talking about like, oh, we could do one crib, you know, right here. That'll work for a little while, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, whoa, two cribs, what are we doing? Oh. Like,
what are you going to do? Are you guys thinking about upgrading to like a little bit bigger of a house or what?
You know, we're thinking about it. I don't know that it's going to happen though. I think that this baby's going to come in here to this, or these babies are going to come into this house in the small little area that we are. And we've got some ideas of creating a new type of crib that would be good for twins. We are creative. So we try to figure out a way to solve our problems. And I think we're going to try to do that here for a little while. And that might sound crazy, but I really like it here. I don't know. There's something about this home that feels good right now for our life. And so I think we're gonna try to make it work here.
I think that's amazing. And I can't wait to see more of that, because I when you told me your family's story a bit on, you know, us getting to know each other here on the show, but then also when I learned a little bit more about you on the Dad Chronicle, I was just like, I gotta know more. I gotta see how this turns out. I wanna know all the challenges that they go through with this whole experience. And then when I found out that you were having twins, I'm like, oh my God, what? Like just everything, like it just, it was all fascinating to me.
I'm glad you think it's fascinating. You know what? It's life. And that's actually our podcast was that we do, or what got us into podcasting was How We Life. And it was just kind of a way for us to journal our experience. And yeah, I mean, it's just a journey. We love this. I mean, my wife works remotely. I work remotely now. We homeschool our kids. So there's a lot of, this is a really weird schedule that we have here, and a whole different life. But it's just great. I'm loving it. Like it's, I don't know. I felt like I was living that corporate life with a nice house a little while ago. And I was stressed a little bit. And so this feels, to me, it just feels different, a cool change, an awesome adventure, and the kids are loving it. So
you've gone to a more minimal, maybe minimalist is the right word?
Yeah, minimal. But yeah, I would say we don't have a TV. That's a big change, like in our area. We could, I guess, but we live off of our laptops and iPads. We gave up the microwave, we gave up a dishwasher, we gave up all these amenities things that we had. And then our clothes, like I used to have a closet, so now I've got like a drawer. That's it, like one little thing, and it's pretty set. And it's been a change. The kids went from like having, you know, a healthy amount of toys to now it's like, okay, here's your cubby, you know, and what can you, you know, you get to keep one, and we have a storage place. And if you start to grow out of that, then we move some stuff in and we kind of do some rotations of toys. You got some for a period of time. And I found like when you minimalize a little bit like that, that they really enjoy the things that they have more, you know, because they can really focus on it. Like, this is my stuff, you know? But then when you have so much, it's almost like you're like spreading yourself. So like, oh, this and then that and that. And it's just, you know, I think that they've really, although that was a hard process, I think they like it a lot now.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, man. That's inspiring as somebody who has a kid. and it's, I love hearing your story. And, you know, one thing that I like to ask our contestants as we're wrapping up the interview is, you know, what for you was the biggest surprise about this show?
That's a good question. I'm only going personal here, because it was, you know, my journey. I was surprised that I could do it. The first week I thought like, I don't know why, I had a lot of doubts in myself and being able
Why do you think?
I don't know, man. I just hadn't done it. Yeah. And I'm coming into this, and you know, like I'm on a team with Carrie, who has a lot of experience with podcasting, or at least comparatively to me, you know, like just a lot. She works with a lot of stuff. Gidget, who also did a lot of podcasting and has a, you know, a routine show. She stayed very consistent. She's very, very good at that. And then Jerry, who has an immense amount of experience with editing and keeping up with shows. And I felt like, I'm like, oh, I talk, I guess. And I just felt like completely like I'm not I don't have the skill sets equipped that I'm going to last long. I really thought I was gone early. So then I was able to kind of adjust and grow. It was really awesome. And it's uplifting to myself to say, hey, you took that challenge on. You grew from it. I think I got better. I don't like the way that I left and that was not necessarily my best work. But I do like the adventure that it was. And that was, to me, the surprise was to see how much I could grow from this and how much it challenged me too. It wasn't a easy affair. Like it felt like it really challenged me. So I think that was the most surprising thing.
Yeah, you were booted off. That was actually when you and I started working together.
Yeah.
And that kind of sucked because I was like, I like this guy. But, you know, we started out working together on the video game podcast. And, you know, one of the things that you had mentioned in the reunion show was how, you know, you felt like it was after coming off a win, kind of feel a little waxed.
Yeah, right? I did. I think that there was this element of like, hey, you know what, let's just get together and talk, and that conversation could be enough. And I felt like we'd done better efforts prior to that. And I think that maybe I was settling on like, yeah, this is good enough. This is good enough, as opposed to this is the best, you know, like that. I think that that's if I had to say what it was like, oh yeah, I think that conversation is good enough. That, you know, I feel okay about that, but I didn't feel great about it. And it wasn't the best that we could do. And that was apparent. And the other group did an amazing job too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they did. And I think, you know, if you were to go back to another statement that you made earlier in this conversation that we just had, you left with a goal to kind of come out of this thing knowing more about podcasting than you did. I would say it sounds to me like you had purposely put yourself out of your comfort zone, forced into a situation that is, you know, caused you to really broaden your horizons on how podcasting works. So do you feel like you're better off now as a podcaster?
Oh, absolutely. After this? Yeah. So, we had a long stay off of our own podcast that we did. We just recorded an episode, but I felt a lot more comfortable coming into recording that and saying like, oh, here's the outline of what we're going to be covering. You know, here's this and how to go about doing that process. And here's the edit and, you know, utilizing the systems and stuff. It felt so much easier to tackle my own project. I've put myself out of my comfort zone so many times. This is a comfort zone for me, and this feels comfortable. And that's really a cool place. You know, like I had more confidence in putting out a product than I did prior to coming into the competition.
Well, good on you, man. No, yep. I love hearing your story. And again, where can people reach you?
So Instagram is probably the number one place that we spend time doing Insta stories, silly things with the family and stuff. And that's Howie Life on Instagram, or at Howie Life. And then we have our show that you can link to from there, our podcast, which is the Howie Life podcast. And I think you can go to howielife.com. You can get linked there to that as well. But yeah, it's us journaling our life. Sometimes we talk about subjects. Sometimes we just kind of give a thing that happened, you know, kind of thing. And sometimes we use that to open up and talk more about a subject. I think kind of like you do a little bit in the Dad Chronicle too, is talk about a subject. And we try to just take our family's story and I don't know, share how we're doing stuff. And we're very open to learning too. So it's a process of us sharing, and some people share things like, hey, did you know you could do this? Like, oh, I didn't know about that. All right, cool. So we've learned some stuff too. So it's just a, you know, a cool way to share our life.
Well, brilliant. Well, thank you very much for sharing a bit more about you for our listeners here at Next Top Podcast. This is great. Thank you again to our guest, Brad Wanch.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
Thanks again to Brad Wanch for being our guest and just an awesome conversation. Such a down-to-earth dude. Really enjoyed my conversation with him on the Dad Chronicle. And just a quick little plug, because if you hadn't heard it yet, you can go to thedadchronicle.com to hear that conversation along with some others, some other familiar faces from this show. And from that conversation, you could hear just how much effort you have to put into podcasting. If you really want to take it seriously, if you really want to do it right, it takes quite a bit of work. Simply sitting down and having a conversation could certainly be a part of it and maybe the start of it, but it's not the whole thing. And we learned that the hard way during the video game week. And if you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. This has been Alex Albisu filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcast contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.